is popping? What's happening? Everybody, it's your boy Jeff Devante. I'm back. It feels good to be back. I know I left y'all high and dry for a few weeks. I'm sorry. I apologize. It wasn't what I was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I had to take care of some things. You know what I'm saying? Get my mind right. You know what I'm saying? Hold myself down. But it's Jeff Devante. I'm back. I really did have to take some time, though. I didn't mean to leave y'all high and dry. That was my bad, but my fault. I should never did that. You know, I should have gave some warning. But I had to take a hiatus because I truly believe that when you need time to breathe, no matter what it is, no matter at what time, no matter if you're in the middle of doing something, if you just need time to really breathe and reset your mental, do that. So I had to do it. Had to take some time, and I feel good. I feel really good, and I feel better. You feel me? Then you know, I'm still working towards 100% happiness. But I will say that at this point in time, I am like 85% there, and I was not 85% for a long time. So it really feels good. So kind of jumping into things, you know what I'm saying? Part of the reason why I was so down. And unfortunately, kind of ended up in this depressive state. Well, it was depression. I ended up in this depression was because of everything going on in the world. You know, the police murders of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, and then finding out about the police murder of Elijah McClain last year, or finding out this year about it happening last year. And also with the murders of other black people being murdered by racist people around the world, it really made my heart heavy, and it hurt. And I was not able to really be myself. I wasn't able to think. Conversations with people, I did not want to have them. I didn't want to be around people. I was literally sitting in my room all day, wouldn't do anything, wouldn't talk to anybody. Got to the point where my mom, she saw me come downstairs one day. And she just looked at me and kind of just dropped her shoulders, was like, "Baby boy, you look terrible mentally. Like, I need you to try to find some happiness." And she was definitely right. So working through that and getting through it has been a process, but it's a process that needed to happen, and I'm happy that I took it. Which kind of leads me to my first point of today, which is we need to take better care of ourselves. If you have to be selfish, do that. If you need to take some time for yourself and not be around anybody, do that. The people that love you will understand, and they will wait for you to gather yourself and become yourself again in order to talk to you again. Those that are impatient about it and are like, you left me high and dry, or I don't know why that's just like my term that I've been using for the past few days. Like, I don't know, that's like my phrase of the week, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You left me hanging, you ain't talked to me, you ain't called me back. Those people who don't get it, unfortunately, might not need to be in your life anymore. So, be selfish from time to time. Take care of yourself. Make sure that you are all there mentally. Because if you can't be there for yourself, all-encompassing, you can't be there for somebody else. I don't know about y'all, but I love being there for other people. I don't know what it is. I just love being there for people and letting people know that you have somebody that you can talk to. It might not necessarily be like we're best friends or we're super buddy-buddy, or, you know what I'm saying? It really might just be like they only hit me up whenever they need to vent. But at least, and not everybody that I say, you can lean on me. It's not like I got 18,000 people hitting my line or banging my line trying to get some sound mind or peace of mind or whatever. But, you know, it's out there for people. And the people that use it, I like to think that I help them, you know, in the right direction on the way to them finding their happiness again, or them feeling better about the situation or whatever. So so along with that, there also have kind of just been some things happening in my job to me personally. Small little story time. I won't say the name of the company, but I work for a well-known retail company For those of y'all that know, if you know, you know. If you don't, well, hey, I don't know what to tell you. But I work for this company. And a few weeks ago, I probably say like 3 weeks ago, actually. Probably about three and a half weeks ago, I did something in the store. Basically, I wrote hashtag BLM on this mural. And when I wrote hashtag BLM on the mural, I was proud. Coworkers was like, yo, this is tight. This is really cool. But a week later, I was asked to take it down by the company. And that was a really terrible experience. Oh, man, that has been a that was probably one of the worst experiences I've ever went through in life emotionally. And I laugh about it now because looking back on it, it's really helped me grow even within these last few weeks. And it shows me a lot of things about pick and choosing your battles, but also just staying true to who you are. So I laugh about it now because I can laugh about my situation. But I also will say that, you know what I'm saying, people who are going through the same situation, I feel for you. And I'm sorry that you're going through that. And I hope that a solution does come out of it sooner rather than later. So in that situation, they asked me to take it down. And I was hurt. I was like, bro, why is this happening to me? Like, I was really confused and didn't understand why. And I cried about it a few times because, you know, I did something that I was really proud of doing. I did it for my community in my eyes. And then they were telling me that, like, yeah, I know you wrote hashtag BLM, but black lives don't matter. Take it down. Granted, that's not what they said. They didn't say that black lives don't matter. But I just felt like that's what they were saying by asking me to take it down. Also, keep in mind a few pieces of information. Number one, I'm the only black person in the store at that moment, like that works at the store. And number two, I'm also on the management team. So I'm the only black manager and the only black person in the store. And then also another tidbit, the company on the website, you know, the website that you can see internationally, nationally, all over the world. On that website, it actually had a message saying that this company stood with the black community, that they don't accept bigotry. And then it said the words Black Lives Matter on the website. So when they asked me to take it down, I was just like, y'all can have it on the website in bold words, but I can't put like a hashtag in the store. So moving forward to like fast forward a week from there, within that week time span, they pretty much had two different conversations with me trying to resolve the situation, because best believe I definitely wrote a report to HR. You feel me? Like, I might be black, you know what I'm saying, but I was like, I'm about to be on my Caucasian antics. I'm writing a report to HR, and I for sure want y'all to understand that I am upset. Look, and they're talking about, dear Mr. Manager. My name is Jeffrey McKinney, so I probably could have got away with, I am a white man. I wrote a report to HR. So when I did that, they had two different conversations with me. And in one of the conversations at the end of it, they were just asking me, what do you think that this company can do to show that we do care about black lives? Like, what can we do as a company to become better, to be more proactive versus being reactive? And I gave them my input. You feel me? Like, I was just like, look, first of all, y'all can start listening to the people. We are the ones, the associates, we're the ones that work in the store. But nobody has ever asked us, like, what do y'all think we should do for the company? Or what do y'all like? What changes do you want to see within your stores? All of the corporate people just think that this is what they want, so we're just going to do it. So how about you listen to the people first and foremost? And then I gave some other suggestions. Well, fast forward to one more week, as in this week, current, up-to-date, present time. And they are actually implementing one of the ideas that I had in 410 of the stores nationally. And I thought that was pretty dope. I'm not going for it. At first, I was like, y'all ain't give me credit. Didn't nobody say that, hey, this idea came from so-and-so. But at the end of the day, change is happening. And you got to pick and choose your battles. And that was the one that I chose to pick, which was making the change on a grandeur scale versus expecting expecting a shout out saying, hey, we acknowledge you. So yeah, change is happening on a national scale. And I think it all started with it. It might not have just been my voice. There was probably hundreds, if not thousands, of other Black associate voices across the nation. So shout out to my other Black associates at the store, you know what I'm saying? It was a win for the Black community. Not just at this store and this company, but Black community across the nation, across the world, and people who do shop at these stores. So that leads me to my second point, which is change can come from anywhere. A lot of the times I have stopped myself in the past from saying something, doing something, trying to make a change, because in my head I was like, man, I'm just a small person, or I'm just one person, and I can't make a big change like I want to. That's not true. You don't know what type of change you can make until you make that first step into making the change. I didn't necessarily think that they would take any of my ideas, but the person who asked me, she asked me, and I told her. And here we are a week later, and they doing something. So if you have any ideas, if you want to see some type of change, whether it's in your community, your neighborhood, your state, your city, or even in the world, like, speak your truth, use your voice, and don't be afraid. Black and brown people, stop being afraid. We gotta step up and we gotta start standing out. So that is everything that's kind of just been happening within the last few weeks. But as of now, we are back on track and we are going to start putting out content on a regular again. I promise if I ever go on another hiatus, I will be better at letting you know ahead of time. But there are some changes that I'm going to do from here on out. So I'm kind of excited. Look, okay, so when it comes to the episodes, I'm still going to be dropping every single Friday like I have been. I just want to keep that type of consistency with y'all and with myself. So every Friday, new episodes, 12 noon, still happening. Where the changes come are, I don't think I'm going to be doing any more voting on topics anymore. Talking to my good boy, Kyler, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my best friends. Shout out to Kyler. We were talking about the podcast, and, you know, I had a conversation with him at one point when I was kind of going through everything I was going through with, and he had said, your content should be what you want to post. If you want to post something about sneakers, post something about sneakers. If you want to do a podcast on horror movies, do a podcast on horror movies. Yes, of course, you want to, adapt and grow with your listeners and listen to what they have to say. But at the same time, it's your podcast. Do what you want, ultimately. So with that being said, I appreciate you, Kyler. I'm going to start doing that. So I am going to post, or I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. Hopefully it's something that y'all want to hear. You know what I'm saying? And of course, that being said, I still will take topic suggestions. Because a lot of the time when y'all were making topic suggestions, I was like, dang, I could do a topic for that, or I could do an episode for that, or I could do an episode for this, or I could combine these two. So I'm still taking suggestions. Please feel free to give them to me. They still will be heard and taken into consideration. But a lot of the time, I still will be posting what I want to post for that week. Also, really quick shameless plug, kind of like my last point of the podcast, but please use your support group. All right, when it comes to like you going through something in life, when it comes to you kind of maybe you're losing your footing in one area in life, or things are just getting a little too hectic, or you just need somebody to talk to, whatever the case may be, use your support group. Whether that be your parents, whether that be your siblings, your any family members, friends, a diary, you know, music, like whatever it is that you use, use your support group. So I just want to give a really quick shout out to my friends. Y'all are freaking amazing. Y'all are dope. I love y'all for real to the death of me. Shout out to Kalia. That's like my soulmate right there. Like when you, and when I say soulmate, I mean like that's like my best friend soulmate. Like Kalia, that's just that's my whole girl for real. Like shout out to you, Kalia. Like for real. I love you. Shout out to Kyler. I love you. Go also, ooh, another shameless plug within a shameless plug. Inception, kinda, you know, cause we black and we dope like that. But go ahead and if you love poetry and you love reading poetry, and especially like really great, amazing, vivid poetry, go buy my man's book, Obsidian. All right, go buy Obsidian. You can go ahead and purchase it for $20. Kyler on Instagram. Hold up, yo, I gotta pull it up really quick. Don't mind me. All right, so go follow him on Instagram, The Fourth Kyler. That is TheFourthKyler. The Fourth Kyler on Instagram. His link to the book is gonna be in there. Go buy the book, bruh. $20. Hit it up. Along with my other best friends who have held me down through this time, shouts out to Kenny. My boy Kenny is in dental school out there in the Bay. I'm proud of you, bro. He gonna be my dentist, you know what I'm saying, when he passed certification and everything. So get you a black dentist if you need, if you don't have one. If you need one, you can borrow mine. Shouts out to Kenny. Shouts out to my homegirl Dell. I love you. We really be rocking out here. Dell is an amazing person with a wonderful soul. I cannot be any more thankful for her as I am now, but I probably will be and find some way how to do so. Also, shout out to my boy Andre 1K. Listen, hey, my boy Andre, another shameless plug, got a song out right now. You know what I'm saying? Go Sandman. And he got a video going along with it on YouTube. Go ahead and check it out. It's fire. It's dope. America hate me because I'm a black man. Like, bro, track is lit. You get a little bit of education because he be talking about how America be trying to hold down the black community and how they be trying to mess us up. But you also get some entertainment because the bars is fire and brush spitting straight flames. So it's like edutainment. You feel me? It's edutainment. But you can go ahead and find the link for the video and listen to the song at, on Instagram. Is Andre underscore 1K. That's A-N-D-R-E underscore the number one, the letter K. Shout out to you, my boy. Thank you for holding it down. Shout out to Michaela as well. These shout outs are getting kind of long. I just love my friends. Shout out to Michaela as well. We do not talk as often as I would like to, but at the end of the day, I still rock with you because you're a wonderful person who's a very supportive and also a very supportive person. So shout out to you, Michaela. Last but not least, shout out to Majene. Woman is amazing. Another shameless plug. Look, if you like podcasts and you want to listen to something different, you feel me? Go ahead and follow Mama Majism. A lot of people really vibe with what she has to say and they connect with what she has to say. And on top of that, she really gives a lot of like life lessons that I've taken and I've implemented into my own life. Honestly, she's part of the reason. She's a really big reason as I stand up for myself now versus how I used to. So if you want to listen to a dope podcast, go on Instagram yet again, 343 Mama Majism. All right, that's MAMMAJISM, Mama Majism. Go follow, go listen, go peep. Majene, you are a wonderful person. I love you to the death. And now, one more shameless plug before I get out of here, I promise. Shameless plug for myself. I released my very first tape not too long ago. I haven't been promoting it as much as I should have, but Minor Distractions is out on SoundCloud. If you want to listen to 13 minutes and 10 seconds exactly of dope music, don't ask me how I know exactly how much time it is, but go ahead and follow my SoundCloud. Jeff X Devonte with a period at the end. That's J-E-F-F X D-E-V-A-N-T-E period. That being said, I'm rambling. I appreciate y'all for listening. I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. Y'all already know what it is. Stay positive. Stay awesome. Stay black. If you're not black, stay you and be dope. I love y'all. Peace.